Blackstone Audio presents Beneath These Chains by Megan March, read by Sebastian York and Andy Arndt.
Chapter 1. I fucking hated people who stole from me. Which was ironic, considering the only thing that had kept me from starving as a kid had been picking pockets and snatching purses. I dropped my elbows to the desk and rubbed a hand over my buzzed head. God damn, karma's a bitch. She the bitch you fucked last night, bro. The leather of my office couch creaked as Machu sank his tall, lanky frame into it. How many times do I have to tell you not to call women bitches, boy? My words were met with a long sigh from Machu. Ever since he'd walked into chains and tried to grab a guitar and run back out the door, only to be tackled to the ground by yours truly, he'd been a fixture in my life. To be fair, his choices had been to work off the price of what he'd attempted to steal or go directly to the nearest cop shop. The entire situation had been such a blast from the past, I'd caught myself smiling when I should have been glaring and scaring the piss out of the kid. But apparently I'd done an okay job of it, because he'd decided starting a rap sheet at 17 wasn't a good plan. Thank fuck. Almost 2 years later, the kid was my right hand. And now that Chains was mine, someone was stealing from me. But not just someone. An employee. Someone I should have been able to trust. The cameras I had installed on her day off had already paid for themselves. I rolled my head from side to side, cracking my neck. I hated firing people. It never got easier. And this time it was going to be even worse, because there would be tears. And quite possibly, claws. Pushing up from the chair, I strode to the door without looking at Matthew. Over my shoulder, I tossed, "You might want to stay here. Brianna's ass is about to get canned." "For real?" His words followed me out, but I didn't bother to reply. Every time I stepped foot onto the shop floor, a feeling of pride surged through me. Pride that I'd helped build this business into one that was not only honest, but profitable. At least, it was profitable when one of my employees wasn't skimming off the till and messing with my bank deposits. Finger twirling in her long, dark extensions and gum snapping between her teeth, Brianna flipped the pages of a magazine with a giant black Sharpie in one hand, circling shit. Probably shit she wanted to buy with the money she'd been stealing from me. The store was empty, which made what I was about to do a little easier.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?